tell Brent Daniels of Wholesale Inc. is wrong about wholesaling real estate. How's that? Okay, so first of all, I respect this guy. I follow him. I pay attention. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. On this episode, I want to tell you how Brent Daniels of Wholesale Inc. is wrong about wholesaling real estate. How's that? Okay, so first of all, I respect this guy. I follow him. I pay attention to what he has to say. I've learned a lot from just from following this guy, you know. So actually, if you want to look for him out there, his name is Brent Daniel, and follow him because, you know, honestly, yes, you know, real estate wholesaling, when it comes from a standpoint of cold calling and stuff like that, he has some very, very interesting tips that he has to share. But he's talking about the legalities of wholesaling here. And I have some inputs, and I think I should clarify. And I think if I did the point I want to make about this point, I think it's very important that you have it in addition to what he said, all right, for you to make a full-blown comprehensive idea of the legalities of wholesaling. Is wholesaling legal? I mean, they made it right now. You need some kind of requirement in Illinois. Where are we going with that? What's the future of real estate wholesaling, right? That's something we should talk about anyway. I have another video on this topic about is wholesaling legal. If you search my name, is wholesaling legal? Ola Tooks Abitogun, you will see that other video. But in this video, let me play this video for you of Brent Daniels talking about this, and I'm going to tell you why I agree with him and in certain aspects where I disagree with him. How's that? Let's get into it.
Wholesaling feels like a very American right that you don't need to have some sort of license to be able to do, right?
Correct.
If you're going into a legally binding agreement with me and you have the rights under our law to be able to do what you want with that contract, to assign it, yeah, to close on it, to whatever it is, to be able to cancel it during a due diligence period, mm-hmm, that's your rights. It's laid out in the contract.
Yeah.
If two adults that are of sound mind are going into a contract, why do we need fiduciary duties? Why do we need licensing? Why do we need another government agency that we pay to make sure? Like, what is it? I don't know. Yeah.
And I think a lot of people that are asking me, what are my takes on it? I'm going to do something. I'm going to talk about it soon.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, at the end of the day, if the hurdle to getting into your financial freedom,
yeah,
is a $700 class,
yeah,
you know, X amount of hours, go take the test.
Yeah.
Go take it. I think Roshana even said in Illinois, they're selling classes on Groupon. Like, you can go on Groupon and get a class for $250.
Yeah,
just get it.
Yeah.
Get your license. There, I guarantee there's a broker that will love to have you in their office that knows you're going to be potentially, mm-hmm, mainly wholesaling deals.
Yep.
I mean, there's already brokerages that focus on having that.
Yeah.
So just go out and do it.
Yeah.
Don't make an excuse to say, oh, I can't do it. Go get it. I got my license at 21.
Mm-hmm.
You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just go get it. So don't make that a obstacle that doesn't allow you to go get your financial freedom.
Yeah.
But the bigger conversation, I'll have a bigger conversation about it and what my feelings are.
Yeah.
But don't let it stop you.
Yeah.
Because it's what they will hate is to see a bunch of more people going to go get your license and now they haven't stopped anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Association of Realtors pushed this, you don't have to go get a license. You don't have to go get your association with the realtors,
because
you don't need MLS access. We've developed products like PropStream and, mm-hmm, all that type of stuff where, mm-hmm, you don't need to have MLS access to do this stuff.
Yep.
So it won't help them if that's what they're thinking, that they get more commissions and fees.
I don't know. You know, I get it. Maybe there's some people out there that, you know, feel like they should be represented by somebody with a license, or, you know, some seller wants things to go that way. But I don't think so. I think this is just...
If there's a body of government that wants to interject on something, get me a sound mind that can help me negotiate my health insurance with the health company. That's what you guys need to go out and create that body of...
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so I can better understand why I'm giving you $10,000 a year for health insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, man. So
that's an interesting take, right? So basically, Brent Daniel visited Max Maxwell, another guy that I follow. Great respect for those guys. And they're talking about the legalities of wholesaling and whatnot. and both of them have interesting take on it. Here's why I think Brent Daniels is wrong, okay? He said to the effect, like, if two adults basically get into a contract and they decide and, he used the word, it feels like an American right thing. Well, let me just first of all tell you, you have all kind of rights in America. It's just that your rights after you take certain actions are not guaranteed. All right, just like freedom of speech, right? People talk about freedom of speech all the time. I enjoy freedom of speech myself. Freedom of speech is guaranteed in America, but it's freedom after speech. It's not necessarily guaranteed. And I'm not going to get into that. That's all politics, right? But the point I'm making here is this. In every big organization, anywhere there's any kind of sizable interest in a business model or anything like that, there will be regulations, there will be policies. So any company you go into where they are making some kind of money and people have interest enough to make people want to cut corners and steal and stuff like that, they have to have policies. They have to have a guide that people can follow to get things done, okay? So with that being said, there's also laws. There's rules, regulations, laws, policies. And I don't know how I feel too. You know, I would like to, I guess, feel sad about some states requiring licensing. I don't think that equals to wholesaling is illegal. That's not, I already did another video on that. The fact that they require you to have a license to wholesale does not mean wholesale is illegal. They're two different topics. Wholesaling will never be illegal. And that's where I think it's missing it by saying it feels like an American right thing, like a rightful thing for any two adults to do. You still have the right to do it. You're just required by way of policy, law, regulations to have license if you're going to do more than one in any given year. Okay. So that's where he's wrong about that. Also, there's something called barrier of entry, right? Barrier of entry is basically like a barrier that they put in front of you to enter into a new game, right? When barrier of entry is too low, everyone is going to come in, their moms, their pops, they're going to think they all wholesalers as well. That's happening because of YouTube. Thanks to YouTube. I don't think that's a bad thing, okay? Personally, I think the more people we have in the game, the more people we can help, the more people can bring deals and we can all eat, right? But here's the thing about that. When you have so many people, you're getting so many exposures for the game like that, there's going to be a lot of people doing a lot of wrongs, okay? Maybe not necessarily intentionally, but they will just be doing the wrong things. They will hurt some people. If enough people go out there and complain to the legislators and stuff like that, then you will have a new law in place that puts a higher barrier in front of us, okay? And why you need to go get a license, you need to do this, do that. Okay, but a barrier is a barrier. It's called an obstacle. Like entrepreneurship, if you're familiar with entrepreneurship, you're already familiar with barriers, you're already familiar with obstacles, you already know it's part of your job to overcome these obstacles. So if all it takes is to go get a license, spend $200, get another license so you can do this game, it's absolutely still worth it, okay? But I think the idea that this feels like it feels, and again, it's just feeling, right? So I'm not knocking him for feeling. He has the right to feel how he feels. But when it comes to business, we have to remove emotions and just realize that this game is attracting a lot of people that may be giving all of us a bad name if they don't educate themselves the proper way, okay? So hence why you have this situation. But it's not a bad day. That's really the point of it all. And Max Maxwell said it all, basically. He's right that if it's just you go get a license, they have them on Groupon, they have coupons and stuff like that. If you're serious enough about it, go get it done. Just get it done. Let's not complain about it. Let's get it done. If it's in your state that way, but think about it this way. Another solution that I offered in my other videos, let me just recap that really quickly, is this, okay? If you're in this game, you're a marketer. You're not stuck in one state. No, you're not. You can do this business anywhere in the nation as long as there's data, there are houses, there are people, right? Virtual wholesaling, there's internet, okay? Virtual wholesaling is not harder than local real estate. No, it's not. They're just as hard as equal. It's not easy. It's simple, but it's not easy. It's going to take your heart and your soul and your faith are going to be tested in this game to know if you belong here or not. Just like any other business, okay? You're going to have to learn. You're going to have to make some mistakes. You're going to learn from your mistakes. Your mistakes are going to become intelligence. You're going to be better. And the cream, like I always say, always rise to the top. The cream always rise to the top. You have nothing to worry about if you're serious about the game. You want to learn it for real, especially if you want to learn marketing. You can do this game and any other business anytime you want by simply learning marketing. You have nothing, absolutely nothing to worry about. So, great points, gentlemen. I really enjoyed the videos. I enjoyed the podcast when I watched it, but I just wanted to clarify that. I wanted to point that out that, you know, it's not a matter of right or wrong. It's just a matter of another barrier. It's my job and your job to kill it, level the barriers and the obstacles, and keep moving as fast as humanly possible, all right? So with that being said, make sure you go get this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling. SmartRealEstateWholesaling.com is where you want to get it. And if you go there right now, I'll also give you this one, my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets. All right. Also, they're both available in our audiobook as well, paperback like this one and Kindle. And don't forget to give it a thumbs up, share this video. Hopefully, you've been enlightened, educated. We'll see you on the next one. And